And now, time once again for
Skeptic Corner!
We also pointed out that the Hittites were the remnants of the Hittite Empire, which crumbled around 1200 BC. Thus, the writer is informing us that his Exodus tale was composed long after the reported events allegedly took place.
First of all, you cannot prove that the events were not documented before then. The Bible has an oral history that dates back far beyond what archaeologists have currently documented. In addition to this, there may have been scraps of papyrus and such which could have provided the information that we see in Exodus, but we cannot possibly know about it now because those papers have crumbled into dust. And just because it happened a long time ago doesn't mean that the event was fabricated.
Note also that the writer uses the term King of Egypt, not Pharaoh.
And the difference is, this is like complaining about someone saying American Indian instead of Native American. I mean, there would not be a complaint if you said, for example, the ruler of Egypt, because technically that'd be the same thing as Pharaoh. And now, page 9 of my book entitled Gatsy Smoke.
Oh, I see. There's the highway,
said Cupcake, pointing to something on the map.
Let's see. Go off the highway, down C Highway, over to ZZ, down ZZ, through Iconium, it turns to Z, then down past the Piercing Arrow Boy Scout camp. Before we got to Camp Sawmill, we turn off to the right and down the dirt road for 5 miles or so. Oh, okay. Here it is. That's where Kimpap's house should be, up the road.
And we're over here, Scott said, pointing to another location on the map to the right of the Maple campsite and sawmill.
Which means we need to go north and east a little, said Pudgy.
I've got a compass. Let's go try to find this place.
Pudgy looked out the window. It was dusk, and he heard the faint sound of crickets chirping outside.
It's getting dark.
Yes, it is.
Cupcake switched on her flashlight and found it dead. Tapping it, she said,
Do you have another flashlight we can use? Or some batteries?
Does a mag light count?
Of course it does. Gee,
said the bird.
Not like I need to use one myself. I'm a nocturnal creature.
Scott took one off the shelf, put some fresh batteries in it, and handed it to Cupcake. He tucked the map and compass into his pockets, took a water bottle out of the freezer, and then walked outside without locking the door.
Are you going to lock this place up?
Why should I? This is the country, said Scott. Now you mind yourself in there, Mr. Bartle. I'll be right back, he yelled into the store.
Pudgy looked around and saw that the rack of propane tanks outside the store were unlocked. Scott also noticed this and said,
Uh-oh! Hate for someone to steal these!
The owl picked up the padlock and secured them again. Cupcake raised an eyebrow at him.
Lock those up, but not the whole store? Scott, you're a very strange owl.
He shrugged.
Well, they might fall out.
The dog saw Patricia hurry over to the barbed wire fence that surrounded the store and jump to the other side. Cupcake smirked at Scott.
Did you know she's blind?
He shrugged.
I think I heard that from somebody, but I wasn't sure. I hope I don't rip my clothes and get poison ivy from this adventure. That would definitely suck.
It does suck,
said Cupcake.
I got in some poison ivy earlier, and I completely forgot about getting calamine lotion.
Here, said Scott, handing her a pink bottle. Why aren't you wearing socks?
This concludes page 9 of Gatsby Smoke.
Good job.
If you'd like to get in contact with Act Tree, you may email him at acttree@yahoo.com. That is the letter akktri@yahoo.com.
For more devotionals, please go to www.egroups.com/fuzzylowbarbread.
Thank you for listening to Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.